Okay, we are beginning Be'ezus Hashem, Maseches Megillah. On the words V'zichrim LeYosef, Chazal Darish and Melamed Shekavu La Masechta, teaches us that Chazal were Kiveh Masechta. There is a plenty of Teresh Baal Peh in Maseches Megillah. The Sfarim say that a lot of the Ha'ara of the Yom Tov is found in the Masechta of that particular Yom Tov. And as we know also, even though the entire nature of the Yom Tov is Midrabanan, it was Nikpa Al-Pi Nevi'im, but we have the same mitzvahs as say of Talmud Torah when we learn Maseches Megillah, like we learn anything else. The Me'iri explains in his Psicha to Maseches Megillah that this Masechta is going to focus primarily on three things. Yisbaru lanu mimenu shleisha inyanim klalim. Harishim levarba inyanei Megillas Esther. Hapoter v'chayiv v'haroi lahitzias harabim. V'tchunis maisa Megillah im tchunis kriyasa. Who's obligated, who's exempt, who can be motzi, and so on. Zman kriyasa, when it's leaned. V'yavoyu al ze arishim v'sheini mimeno ma'at mitchiles perek shleishi. So that's going to be the first two prakim and a little bit of the third perek. Hasheini, the second inyan in this mesecta, is binyane hakriya b'sefer Torah lahudia zman kriyasa utchunas kriyasa v'kamehim kerim b'chol yimei hakriya zebekoy v'zebekoy. So we're going to speak about the halachas of kriyasa Torah but even klali on a regular Monday, Thursday and Shabbos. So we're going to go and discuss also which type of person is roi to be shliach tzibur, elisas kapov, and so on. And finally, ashlishi levar kedushas bati knesios, which is interesting. And maybe when we get there, we'll discuss the ha'ara which the achronim have, as we know that obviously the inyan of the masechta, the things which the masechta discusses, is directly connected to the Teich and Pnimi of the Masechta. And if we would ask ourselves in which Masechta would we speak about Beis HaKnesses, you know, perhaps you would have said Masechta's Brachas. There we speak about Kriya Shema, we speak about Tefillah, and so on. We should have placed that over there. Why specifically do we speak about the Musig of Beis HaKnesses? And Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Masechta's Megillah, what is the connection? We'll have to see when we get there. Connection to Amalek and so on, we'll see. Shlish levar kedushas batik nesiyas ubeizit tzad yechilam lahiridan miktu shasan. When are you allowed to remove the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses? Are you allowed to sell it? Are you allowed to transfer it into something else? That is, says the Meiri, that is what this Masechta is going to be discussing. So the Mishnah says, Megillah nikras b'yad aleph, b'yad beiz, b'yad gimel, b'yad dalad, b'tezvav lipachas v'le yoyser. So, number one, it's the way it presents the obligation of laning the Megillah. It says, Megillah nikras, it is laned. Some say, the reason why it says Megillah nikras, as opposed to Kurin, Me'imasai Kurin Eshma Ba'arvis. So, when does one read? Because there everyone has to read, everyone has to do it themselves. Here it has to be read. We have a mitzvah to hear the Megillah. It has to be laned. Either you do it yourself or someone else can do it for you. Hence it says Megillah Nikras, Yadalab, Yadbez, Yadgimel, Yadalab, Tezvav, Lay Pachas, Lay Yesus. There are five potential days where one can lay the Megillah. Krochim Hamukafim Chaimim Yez, Miwais Yeshua ben Nun, Kerem Tezvav. So as we're going to see in this Mishnah and in the Sugya, we're going to primarily make a distinction between walled cities, and when we speak about walled cities, we're going to speak about walled cities which were walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, as opposed to the time of the Purim Neis and so on. And we're going to see a reason in the Bavli as to why we go back, why we consider Yehoshua ben Nun to be the Ikar time, and we're going to see a reason in the Yerushalmi, which is perhaps even more famous, in order to give covered to Eretz Yisrael, which was desolate at the time. It was in a state of Churban. Al-Kopanim, we're going to make a distinction between walled cities and open cities, prozis. So we say, Kfarim v'ayores g'dayles kerim v'yadalet. meaning small cities, big cities. The Ikar Zman of Kriya is Yudalat. So it's either Yudalat or Tezvav. Those are the Ikar Zman Kriya. And we're going to see that Alpi Roiv, the majority is going to lean on Yudalat. That is going to be, and that's going to have important halachic ramifications as to what happens if we have a city, which we have a doubt, if it is Mukefes Chayma, Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun, and so on. So maybe we were just going to go Basaroiv. But Al Kabanim, those are the two Ikar Zmanim, Yudalat and Tezvav. Ella, Shehakfarim Makdimin Liyei Maknisa. But there is a special kula, and we're going to see, number one, it's the reason why their makel is to be lenient for the Bnei Kfarim, that they were not necessarily learned in Kriya. They didn't necessarily know how to lay. So Chazal were makel, and they allowed, when they come into the Ayaris Gedolos, when they come into the big city for a Din Torah on a Monday and Thursday, or perhaps they themselves came in on a Monday and Thursday to hear Kriya Satera anyway. So when they came in on a Monday and Thursday, so they're allowed to be makdim their Mikra Megillah, either on the 13th, the 12th, and at times even on the 11th. So that is a special kula shakfarim and makdimim liyim haknisa. And now the rest of the mission is going to explain that last line. What does it mean that the kfarim are makdimim liyim haknisa? So let's see. Ketzat chal liyis yudalad b'sheni. If the 14th, which is the day of all cities other than the walled cities, Talain, if the 14th was Chal on a Monday, so on a Monday the Kfarim are going to be in the big cities anyway, so Chal Yoyis Yudal B'Sheni Kfarim Ayaras Gedolos Keren B'Biyam, they're going to lane on the 14th, on that Monday. U'mukafas Chema are going to lane L'machar on the 15th. Chal Yoyis B'Shlish Yeberevi, if the 14th falls on a Tuesday or it falls on a Wednesday, so Kfarim Makdimim Liyei Maknisa. So if Purim fell on a Tuesday, which was Yudalad for them, so then on Yud Gimel, when they're in the Ayaris Gedolos, they will lane on the 13th. If it fell on a Wednesday, so 2 days earlier, they're going to be in the big cities on Yud Beis, so then they're able to be Makdim Liyei Maknisa. Ayaris Gedolos Keren Mebeyim, and once again the Ayaris Gedolos will lane the following day, either on the Wednesday or on the Thursday. Chaliyis b'chamishi, if Yudalad fell on a Thursday, so Kfarim Ayaris Gedolos Keren Mebeyim, so then they're in town because it's a Thursday. Mekafes Chema Lamacha on the Friday. Now Chaliyis Erev Shabbos, if Yudalad fell on a Friday, so once again the Kfarim will be Makdim Liyei Maknisa, so they can lane on the 13th, one day early. But what do the Ayaris Gedolos and Mekafes Chema do? What do they do? So here we say the Ayaris Gedolos, so they're supposed to lane on Yudalad, that makes sense. They're the prozis, they're the open cities, they don't have a wall. But here we say Mekafes Chema also are going to be Keren B'Yayim, they're also going to lane on Yudalad, even though they're supposed to lane on Tezvav. Here we say they lane on Yudalad. We'll see Rashi in a second. Chaliyis b'Shabbos, if Yudalad falls on a Shabbos, so the Kfar Mayaris Gedolos Makdimin v'Keren Liyei Maknisa, so they're going to lane Liyei Maknisa. They're going to lane Liyei Maknisa. There's a different gears over here. We'll just say the gears is that in the Kfarim are Makdim Liyei Maknisa, and the Ayaris Gedolos will lane on Erev Shabbos, because you know, the Ayaris Gedolos don't need to go back to Thursday, but the Kfarim go back to Thursday. Finally, we'll see the last din of Chal Liyos Achra Shabbos, if Yudalad falls on a Sunday. So here you're going to go back 3 days. You're going to go back to Shabbos, to Friday, to Thursday. So here is the example where you go back to Yud Aleph. Chal Liyos Achra Shabbos, if Yudalad falls on a Sunday, Kfarim Makdimim Liyei Maknisa, which is going to be on Yud Aleph. Ayaris Gedolos are going to be Keren B'Yayim on Sunday, and Mekafes Chema L'Machar, they were laying on a Monday, that being Tes Vav.
Sorry, what's this for?
So let's see Rashi. Yeah, we're going to see Rashi, and it'll all become clear. So what have we said so far? We mentioned, number one, the basic din of the Mishnah is that Megillah Esther can be laid on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th, not before, not after. When we say not before, not after, there is a din, and it's brought in, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, unless it's a Mechaber, but it's certainly the Mishnah Berurah Mechaber, that if a person is going on a journey and they're not able to have access to a Megillah from Yud Aleph through Tezvav, you know, which nowadays might be quite difficult to find this case, but they're not, it's going to be, they're going to be, or they're in a place where there is no Megillah and so on, but they know at the beginning of the month on Aleph, Beis, Gimel, sometime up until Yud Aleph, they will have access to a Megillah, and they are supposed to lay in the Megillah without a bracha, because the whole month is a month, the month is a month, where there is the Ramazim, you can lay in it the whole month. Avada, the Ikat HaKara is Yudalat Hezvav, and this Kula is an additional 3 days, Yudalat, Yubayz, and Yud Gimel. And we said the Kula of the Mishnah, the din is that the Kfarim are Maktim Liyim HaKnisa. And we said Yim HaKnisa means that being that on a Monday and a Thursday, the small Shtetlach, the kfar would go into the big city either for a din tera or they would go in for kriya satera. So then Chazal would not matriach them that they need to go back again to lay in on Yadala. But let's see a couple of Rashis. Rashi says, three lines down, Shakfarim Akdimim Liyim Haknisa Kaloimar. What does it mean that they are Makdim Liyim Haknisa Kaloimar Ma'achish Mukafin Kerim Betezvav. So that's it. What is this business of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? So heichem ishkachas Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Ela shakvarim nosnu lehen chachamim reshus lahakdim kriyasa liyem haknisa. The chachamim gave permission to preface and bring early the kriya liyem haknisa. What is that? Yem sheni b'shabbos shalifni Yud Aleph, the Monday which comes before the 14th. Or the Thursday which comes before the 14th, Yom Knisa, Shakfarim Miskansin La Ayaris La Mishpat, they would be Miskanes, they would come there for a Din Torah. Some have the Girsa, this is written, have the Girsa, Ula Kriyas HaTorah, they would go there for Mishpat or for Kriyas HaTorah, the Vishabati Din and Yoshin La Ayaris, Besheni the Chamishi, Katakanef Ezra, because there would be a court on a Monday and a Thursday. The kfarim ainam begiim likreis. The kfarim, they don't know how to lay. The tzriyachim sheyikre ena lehem echad mibnei ha'ir, and therefore they need someone from the ear to lay for them. V'lahi tzriyachim chachamim lehis acher v'lavei b'im yedaled, that they need to stay there and remain for so long or come back. Upamim sheyim aknisi b'gimel, upamim b'yibayz, upamim sheyim shuvi yedalef, and therefore there is this din, this kula, that the Bnei Kfarim are allowed to discharge their obligation on the Yom HaKnisa when they come in. Now, we said that if Yudalad falls on a Friday, so then what happens? We said the Kfarim are Makdim Yom HaKnisa. That means they're going to lay in the day before on Thursday. And we said the Ayaris Gedolais are going to lay on Friday, and the Mukafas Chayma are also going to lay on Friday, on Yadalad. So here we have the Rashi, the next Rashi. Rashi says, Chal Arba Saliyes Be'erev Shabbos Ayaris U'mukafen Chayma Keren Be'yayim She'ein Kriyas HaMegillah B'Shabbos Gzerah Shemit Lena B'yaday and the Gzerah Rava, that you know, the Shemi Avirena Dal Amas B'Shis HaRabim, and so on. So they can't lay it on Tezvav, and therefore this is a case where even the Ayaris, the Mukafas Chayma, will lay one day early. Frak the Rashi Vim Tamer Ya'achru HaMukafin Ad Acher Shabbos. No, Havalu Tezayin V'amakrav L'Yavar. So there's no Eitzah to push it off after Shabbos. That would be on the 16th, and the Pasuk says V'LaYavar. And therefore, they have to be makdim to Yudalit. Fine, that is the basic din of the Mishnah.
So there is the word Knisa entering.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but I missed it. Who's entering where? What's the Yodalit?
The people who live in small villages enter. Sorry. The people who live in small villages, yeah, enter the large towns.
Yeah.
The towns of the cities, And when they're in the towns and the cities, because they would go there for a din Torah, so they would be there on a Yud Beis or a Yud Gimel before Yud Dalet, they would say, do me a favor, I don't know how to lay the Megillah. Please, can you lay the Megillah for me? And this way I'll be Yotze my Chiyuv. So that's what it means. The Makdim liyam haknisa. The Chazal allowed them to bring it early liyam haknisa. There's a famous question in the Rishonim, which the Ran over here in the back of the Masechta quotes, but already the Ramban asks this question. And the Ramban says, V'yeish kan she'ela. Ma ro anshe knesses hagdela lachlik mitzvazul yamim chalukim ligiboya ye miyuchud leprozim ye miyuchud lekrochim ma she'enkim b'shar mitzvahs. Why is it that the Chazal saw fit to divide Klal Yisrael? And some are going to be Yetzah on this day, some on the other day. We don't do this by other mitzvahs. Sharia tera amra tera achas v'mishpat echad. So why are we doing this? In a minute we're going to mention another question of the Ran about Leisus going to do in a minute. But first he's asking Mitzad, the din of Tera Achas U'Mishpat Echad, the presentation of the mitzvah is one. It's one Torah. So how can it be that some are on Yudalad and some are on Tezvav? What's going on? Says the Ran, Yesh Leimah Shemi Pnei Shehayehudim Hayoshvim Ba'ari HaPrazeis Vahayehudim Asher B'Shushan Leinachum Iveim B'yem Echad. They didn't rest from their enemies on the same day. Sha'arei ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim, those who were in the open cities, Nachu b'Arba'asar, they rested on the 14th. Va'Yehudim ha-Sheh b'Shushan, Nachu b'Chamish'asar, they rested on the 15th. Va'asu me'ileyem kol echad b'yeh minuchasei, mishta v'simcha. And each of them made themselves, me'ileyem from themselves, a yeh mishta v'simcha on the day that they rested. You know, we're used to thinking about Chanukah, Tafei, that they rested on the 25th, and therefore there is a Moed, and we're saying the same thing by Purim, that on the day that they rested, that's when they made a Mishtav HaSimcha. Lefikach, kishakavu aleim yom tov l'dayrois, kavu'u l'chol echad b'yem shenach boy. So when Chazal ultimately established the yom tov, they did it on the day that they rested, v'hushvu kol hakrachim m'kav m'chema l'shushan, and they equated all of the walled cities, which were like Shushan, Shaizim Kevis Chema, Ibn Sheba, Haya Ikra Nes. They equated it to Shushan, that's where the Nes was, and so on. That is the basic Mahalach of the Ran. He quotes afterwards the Ramban. He says, Al Ramban Zal, Nesen Tam Acher Lachlik Hazman, Shal Prozim Umukafim. And he basically says, that the level of threat and the danger for the Prozim was much more than the Mukafas Chayma. So you're in a walled city, so then you're that much more protected al derech hateva. And those who were in the Prozim, in the Prozis, the open cities, they were that much more vulnerable. And he says like this: Shubizmane shel nezek kvar nifkadu Yisrael va'alu b'rishen kerish nifyash v'barein. So maybe let me just skip to the point. He says like this: Ukeshetziva Achashverosh lahashmid lahareg ulaabed hayu haprozim vaayareis sheinem chayma saviv besafik sakana gedola. The prozim and the ayares without the walls, they were in a greater sakana. Yoisem in a mukafim chayma. Ukeshenase neis asukulam yem nayach umishte v'simcha. So they made a Yom Tov and a Simcha and so on. He says the Mukafim le'asu kulam, they didn't make a zecher at the time. The fisher le'yahaya hanegz gadol kiprozim. So that means those who were exposed and more vulnerable and in the open cities, they originally made an ace. They felt there was an ace. They made a Yom Tov and so on. Whereas the Mukafim le'asu kulam, the fisher le'yahaya hanegz gadol kiprozim. The nace was not as great. Vizel Shekosov, and this is what it says in the Megillah, Al Kain HaYehudim HaProzim HaYeshvim V'Ari HaProzis Oysim Es Yoyim Arba Asar L'Chedesh Adar Simcha Mishta V'Li Huskru Kan Mukafim Klau. It doesn't mention anything about the Mukafim initially. It says the Ramban Ula Achazman Sheheira Kodesh Baruch Veineyem Umotsu Smach. In Hatera, like we're going to see later on, Amad Mordechai Ubeiz Dinei V'rou Divreim Shal Prozim Sh'roi Haneis Hazer Lasis Leizeich L'Dei Reis V'Kavu Yisrael Al Kol Yisrael Shekulun Hayu B'Safek. So in other words, he says originally there was a time in history, says Ramban, where just the Prozim made a Zecher, made a Yom Tov, but the Mukafas Chaimah, they didn't initially, and then eventually it became a Yom Tov for everyone. The Ran is not so happy with this. Ainu Bar Etzli Vaded Ayaris and Mukafas Chaimah Beretz Yisrael Ba'isis Man Muatis Hayu, and he wants to say they also made a Yom Tov at the same time. Al Kabanim, those are the two Mahalchim of the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran asks another question, and he says, "V'yeish lishol oid, heich matirim lekfarim lahaktim biyim haknisa." What's happening over here? If you live in a small shtetl and you're going to the big ear, so let's say Purim falls, let's say Yudalad falls on a Wednesday, so you're going to be in the ear on Monday, which is your days. So what's going to happen on your days? You're going to have someone from, you're going to have one of the city, one of the townsfolk laning for the people who live in the kfar. So ask the Ran, hey, matirim lekfarim lahagdimi maknisa krikan leisis going to do. What happened to the Israel leisis going to do leisasu agudais? You can't have different people in the same town doing different things. Says the Ran. Especially according to Abaya, who says, "Afilu b'shnei bati dinin b'irachas." Even if it's two different bati dinim, but they're living in the same city, there's a problem of agudas agudes. Heich isharin in lebnei akfarim likreis biyud aleph ubiyud days ubiyud gimel b'secha yoreis she'ein keren ela biyud aled. So they're going to be leaning on yudaled, and they're leaning for others on a different day. So within the same city, some are doing this on one day, some are doing on the other day. So asks the Ran, "V'yeish lemer dahani nami k'shnei bati dinin b'shtei ayores mikru." This is considered to be like two separate cities. Meaning, yes, there's another city which is coming to town, or in this case, a kfar. They're coming to town. Shari b'nei akfarim mitzuyim la'atzman. They are separate. They're coming in as a group. V'daitan lachzar, and they're gonna leave. And therefore, it's considered to be like two cities and so on. And therefore, there's no problem of leisis greater than kapon. And those are.
How is it possible for someone in a big city to be mighty someone else when he doesn't have the chiv himself that day?
Yeah, so it seems to be that as long as. You don't have to be necessarily. It seems to be as long as you have the basic chiv of Mikra Megillah, you're able to be mitzi someone. If you're still called b'teras, as opposed to someone who's totally mufka. So being that they have the basic chiv of Mikra Megillah, albeit in a different time, they're still able to be mitzi. So those are two famous questions which we should ask within the Sechta. How is it possible to divide it up? What happened to their achas? What happened to leisis kei to do? Fine. Says the Gemara like this. Megillah Nikreis, Biyud Aleph, some actually take out these words. If you look at the first Rashi, he says, Hachi Garsinan Minolon. Rashi takes out the first few words. Minolon. So, Minolon usually means, you know, what is the source? What is the source in Tanakh? Meaning, what is the source of this din of Yud Aleph and Yud Beis and Yud Gimel? I mean, we're saying a massive Chiddush. The Megillah doesn't seem to mention anything about Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So, Minolon. Fragdi Gemara Minolon Kidabin and Lame Rakamon. As we're gonna say later on, Chachamim Hikilu Alakfarim, they were makel to the Bnei Kfarim, Lies Makdimim, Liam Maknisa, to allow them to come in early, to lane early on the day that they come in, Kadeshi Safku Maimumazan Lachayem Shibakrachim, so that they also will be available to supply Maim and Mazan to their brothers in the big cities. We'll have to see a little bit later on when we get to this Gemara exactly what that is referring to. But let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Ach yesi menelan, menelan could have been lemeimer kamon machi perusha menelan di yadal fiyad beiz vid gimel chazal kriya di yadal ad v'tesvav hu dechsev b'kra." The only thing which it mentions is yadal and tesvav. The Kamahadu Gemara, and the Gemara responds and says, Menalan Bitzmiya Halav Chayvi, it's not compulsory to lean on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Halachachamim Bikilu Aleyem. It is a special kula. It's a special kula which they did in order to facilitate and enable the B'nai Kfarim who didn't have to lean to be able to have someone lean for them. And there's also this reason of Kadesh Kisafkim and Mayim Umazin, which we will see later on. Al Kafanim, so the Gemara is asking, what are you asking in this question of Minalan? Says Gemara, no, Anan Hachikaminin. Our question is the following. Michti, Kulu, Anjikanes, Agdela, Taknino. All of this clearly comes from the Anjikanes, Agdela. The way Rashi says, if you look at Rashi directly across, Michti, Midihikilu, Chachamim, Al Hakfarim, Lahakdim. The fact that they allow them to be makdim al karchach and shekinetz hagdeila shetikni b'mei mardecha ve'ester es simchas apurim v'kreis v'megila kulu hani zimni tikun v'nosnu rishus likreis. It must be that that was already included in Nirmaz, it was alluded to in the original takana of the shekinetz hagdeila and so on. So that's what we're saying, kulu an shekinetz hagdeila tikninu. The Salkadaitach Anshikness Agdela Yudala Devitizvav Tikrin, if they were Misakin specifically, the 14th and the 15th, Asu Rabbanan Vaakri Takanto, the Takino Anshikness Takadela, is it possible that a later Bezdin is able to come along and uproot a Takana of the Anshikness Agdela? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Bezdin Yachalavatal Diri Bezdin Haveri. You're not able to uproot and overturn a previous decree in Takana unless you're greater b'chachma, and unless you're greater b'minyan, minyan either minyan shanim or minyan talmidim, but you're not able to do so. So let's just see a couple of Rashi's, because there is a famous question over here. Rashi says, "V'isal kedai dechidalav tesvav tikun haksuvim megillah v'stulai." If that's all the Masak and Heichi Asu Rabbanin, the Basrayu Vakri Takan to Vitir Lahakdim Bitzmiya, how could they allow you to be Makdim? How could they allow you to be Makdim? After all, you are uprooting a Takanas Chachamim. There's a question over here which Al-Bukhanan in Kevitz Haaris in Simon Samach Test asks, it's Islam and Zion, and he says, what exactly is this question? Since there's no Isser to lay in on Yud Aleph as such, all they're doing is B'Sheiv Al Taseh, they're not laying on Yud Aleph. And he says, in such a case, B'Chiyah Gavne Yesh Kayach B'Yodam Laker Gam Dover Min Atera. If all they're doing is just saying B'Sheiv Al Taseh, you can't ask this question of Ein Bezden Yochel Levatel Debrit Bezden Chaveron Tin Godel Min Mechachm B'Minyan. They're not being Levatel, they're just saying, we're allowing you, there's going to be a special dispensation for you, the B'nai Kfarim, to lay in on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. We're not being Mevatel, the original Takana. Why are you asking this question? Even if it would be D'Oraisa, they would be able to say, do this, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Then you're asking if you have to lay in on Tezvav, on Yud Aleph, Sheiv Al Taseh. He says, V'loi Tehei Takanas Anshei Knesses HaGdeila Chamura Midivrei Tera Atzma. So that is his question. And the truth is that we already find the reference to this question in earlier sources. There's a Chassam Sefer in the Masechta where the Chassam Sefer says that Divri Sefrim are Chamiri Tfei Mi Divri Tera, Vetzrich and Chizuk, the Einam Yechelim Laker Afilu B'Sheiv Al Taseh. Says the Chassam Sefer, Pelet Kazach. Yes, I mean, the whole Hanacha of Rav Elchanan's question is wrong, according to the Chassam Sefer. You think, Leitahei, Takanas Anshiknes Agadela, Chamer Yosef, and Divri Torah, Divri Torah you can do. So to this, you can also do, with Sheiv Al Taseh, says the Chassam Sefer. No, you're not able to do it even with Sheiv Al Taseh. The Turi Evan, later on in Daf Hei, says an interesting thing. He says also that which Chachamim are able to be Iker, Adav Min Atera, or whatever, B'Sheiv Al Taseh, Hainu Rak Heicha De'ika Siyag, Shleyavor Al Iser. If what's prompting them to do it is, I want to make sure that they're not going to be over an Iser. Okay, so don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos because you might do an Isser. And don't blow Shofar because you might do an Isser. And don't climb a tree because you might do an Isser, and so on. That they can do. Mashen gim kan, she'ein shum chashash shel geder Isser, ala kula la kvarim. It's just a kula. Well, it's a schlep. It's difficult for you to stay in the big city for a few nights, to stay overnight for a couple of nights, or to go and come. Who says that is within the jurisdiction of Gzeres Chazal? It's not within their jurisdiction. And therefore, the Gemara is perfectly entitled to ask this question. How can they go ahead and make such a takan? So the Gemara is going to give a couple of answers to this question. So the Gemara says, Amrav Shaman Ba'aba, Amrav Yechanan Amakra, L'kayim Esimei HaPurim Ha'ela Bizmanehem. Says we need to be Mekayim these Yimei Purim Bizmanehem, on their days. So we say, what does Bizmanehem mean? Zmanim Harbei Tiknu Lehem. There were several Zmanim that they were Mesakin for them. Zmanim Harbei Tiknu Lehem, or Tiknu Chachamim Lehem. So that is a remez in the Pasuk that there's going to be other days other than Yudalim and Tezvav. Frag the Gemara, 1 second. Haimi boile legufei. Surely you need that legufei to tell me Zmanim Harbei Yudalim and Tezvav. Where do you get your gimel, your days, your dala from? Now, in Kain Le Makra, Zman. If so, it could have just said, you will lay in the Megillah Bizman in the time, and it'll be either the time of Yudalid or the time of Tezvav, in Kain Le Makra, Zman. My Zmanehem, Zmanim Tuva. It's coming to teach me that there's more than just those days. Sprag the Gemara, Vakatimi Boile, Zmane Shalzeh, Lake Zmane Shalzeh. But I still need it to teach me another din, that is the zman of this one is not the zman of that one. Rashi says, bottom right hand column, Akatimi Boilei, hide and akit the zman in Lashon Rabbim, zmane shall mukafim, lab kizmane shall prozim. The time when the walled city lanes is not going to be the time when the prozim lane. The cost of this man, avimashim, zman echel l'shneim. Ibo likrib besar, ibo likrib chamesar. Meaning, yes, I would know that there's two zmanim, but I wouldn't necessarily know that the mukaf haslema has to be on tezvav and the prozim has to be on yudalad. So now it's teaching me that zman shalzeh is like a zman shalzeh. So the gemara in Kain le makra zmanom, my zmanehem shamis min akulu. So if it would have said Zmanom, I would have known Lei Zmanishal Zeh. Zmanishal Zeh is Lei Zmanishal Zeh. The fact that it says Zmanehem, it's teaching me also Zmanishal Zeh is Lei Zmanishal Zeh. And it's also telling me that there is Zmanim Tuvah. That there are many, many days. Now she says in the top left-hand column, Zman Zmanehem Dumya. I'm sorry, they said this is Vaiter. So we know that there are several possible days. Ema Zmanim Tuvah. So fine, so you're telling me that there's many days. Maybe there's many days. Why stop? Why say you now if you're based at Gimel? Maybe there's Zmanim Tuvah. So we see Zmanim Dumi Zmanom. We already know from Zmanom that there's 2 days. Yudal and Tezvav. And it says Zmanim. So Zmanim is Dumya Zmanom. That's what Rashi says. Ribuya Dashin and Lakra. Liyatura, the Yud, the Hey, Dumi de Ikrazman. The Nafkam is Manan who, the Kamarbi, Dumi de Tu. Just like it is telling me 2 days, so to the Rebuy of Zmanehem is going to be another 2 days. Mazmanim Trey, Avzmanim Trey. So it's going to tell me 2 more days, says the Gemara, the Ema Trey Servit Lesar. So maybe it's the 12th and the 13th. You're telling me it's just 2 more days, but you are coming to be Marba. The 13th, the 12th, and the 11th. Maybe only the 12th and the 13th, not the 11th. So here the Gemara says no. Kedam Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak in a minute. Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakoli. Valid Tzarech Lirbuye. Just like Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak says that the 13th of Adar is Zman Kehila Lakol. We'll see Rashi in the Rosh in a minute what this means. But the 13th is Zman Kehila for everyone, and therefore it's unnecessary to be marbit. Achanami will say the same thing. We're coming to be marbit 2 more days, and we need to be marbit 11, 12, 13, I don't need to be marba from the pasuk the 13th. Says Rashi, what does this mean? Zman kehila lakoli. Three lines down, left side. Zman kehila lakoli. Hakol nikholu lehinakem mi'oveihem. Everyone gathered to avenge themselves from their enemy. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar mekaymis. Kamei shekasev b'sefer. So the 13th was the day of a battle for everyone. Hilkach leitzarech kralir b'yei. Shiei roi lekriya de'ikra neiz b'yhaya. That was a day that everyone was in battle. And therefore, even without the ribuy, it's poshet. And that is a day that you're able to lay in the Megillah. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees with Rashi. The Rosh says like this, he quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Shenikalu lamad al nafsham, ulakach litzach kra, v'lei nehira, denehi denikalu bay bayayim. In Achanami, they gathered and they fought. Kaven shekavua kriya biyudaludu b'chamisha asar. Menalan shechinim likris bay. Okay, so they battled on the 13th. So what? Why? I mean, lemaisa they were kiver this man of kriya on the 14th and the 15th. So menalan shechinim likris bay. V'oid deleiz man hamelchama giremis hakriya elez man hamenucha. And so on. So the Rosh says later on, he says, and he says, the Havilei Lameimer Zman Milchamu. I mean, it should have said it's a Zman Milchamu Lakol. I mean, the way Rosh is explaining it, it's a time of battle for everyone. We're saying it's a time of gathering. The Oid Kashalei. Kitza says the Rosh appears in the Tam, Zman kehila lakol hi shahakol misaspin the Tainus Esther. That's what Zman kehila means. Everyone is misasif the Tainus Esther uboyin bnei hakforim laayoreis leimeslichais the tachnunim. And so on. So that is the way Rabbeinu Tam understands Man Kehila Lakol. Al Kaponim, finishly, the Gemara is saying that we need a ribuy, Zmanihem, and it's coming to be Marbet two more days. We know Yudalat, we know Tezvav. And we still need three more days, 11, 12, 13. It makes sense it's coming to be Marba 11 and 12. We don't need a Bezumta Rebu for Yud Gimel, because that is the dinner of Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak, that Yud Gimel's man Kehila Lakol.
Is the Tainus Esther also movable like this? Is it in each case before the particular
Purim? Yeah, Tainus Esther is also movable. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Veima Shitzar Veshivzar. Maybe we should say 16 and 17. So we're saying two more days. Why are you saying the days before? Maybe days afterwards. V'lo yavar ksif. That is not a possibility, because it says v'lo yavar. Fine. So that was all Shimon bar Abba v'Shem bar Yechanan. The reason why we know these additional days is because it says bizmanehem. This is all coming to answer the question of, it must be that it's nirmas in the Megillah itself, additional days of Kriya, because otherwise it's a problem of ein bezman yochel levant liver bezman chaveray. With the explanations which we gave to the Rav Chanan's Kasha, the Rav Shimon Baba says Bizmanehem is coming to teach me this Harbi Zmanem. It says Zmanom, it could have just said Zmanom, it's Zmanehem, and Yud Gimel itself doesn't need a reboot. Rav Shmuel Banach Mani Amar Amakra Kayomim Ashenachu Behem Ayehudim. So he learns out from a different Pasuk, and the Pasuk says Kayomim Ashenachu Behem Ayehudim. By them, just like those days, kayamim shenachbem ayhudim, yamim kayamim. So it could have just said yamim. It's kayamim, yamim kayamim larabbis yud aleph v'yud beis. It's coming to be marbe two more days. Rashi says yamim kayamim leelmin eksev yud aleph v'tezov. Yis mechol eksev kayamim shenachbem ayhudim. So it already mentions yud aleph v'tezov, and then it says kayamim v'havli lemechtav yamim. Why the extra kaf? Mashenachu, the mashma, heim, yamim, mashenachu, my kayamim, the rabbis, shnaim, acheres, kidug, masan. It must be, it's coming to be marbe, two more days. Kayamim, mashenachu, behem, yehudim, yamim, kayamim, rabbis, yudav, a few days. Once again, the ema, tresar, the tlesar. Maybe it's coming to be marbe, the 12th and the 13th. Rav Shimon bar Yitzchak. So it's over here to answer this question. In Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani's answer, where he said Yud Gimel is man ki lakol, and it's unnecessary to be marbe. The ema shitza v'shivsar, maybe it should be the 16th and the 17th. V'lo yavar ksiv. Fine. So we have two malachim so far. Shimon bar Abba v'Shimon bar Yechanan, who says l'kayem es mi'apur me'ila bizmanehem, and Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, who says Kayamim. So, Fregdi Makasha, Rav Shimon bar Nachmani, my time aliyamar, mi vizmanehem. Why did he learn like the first mahalach of mi vizmanehem? Zman, zmanom, zmanehem, lei mashmalei. Meaning every time we have to say, he could have just said zman, why did it say zmanom, could have just said zmanom, why did it say zmanehem? He doesn't hold if there's anything so noteworthy to make all these various limudim, and therefore he prefers to learn out from his source. Hashem Rabba, my time aleamar miki yamim. Amalacha, who l'teiris yudichsev? That is just telling me l'teiris the obligation of future generations. Rashi says lachi shaych lishna tekra ki yamim kalemer yasu l'teiris. They should also do in future generations on yudalad and tizvav kasher haya bi mehanes yamim asher nacha behem. It's not coming to tell us about the actual establishment of additional days, but rather to tell future generations what they need to do. Fine. Al-Kavanah, we've mentioned so far the dinim of, you can lay the Megillah from Yud Aleph through to Zvav. The Ikar Zman is Yud Dalet for all big cities, and that really is the Ikar Zman in Min Hastam. It's always going to be Yud Dalet. Cities which are Mukafas Chayma, Mimeis Yishuv and Nun is going to be Tezvav, and there's a Kula that the Bnei Kfarim, that they don't know how to lane, they are allowed to be Yotzev Achiyuv on the Yom HaKnisa, and that we're saying is Nirmaz in a Pasuk, either in Zmanehem or from Kayamim. We just mentioned that there is a discussion as to what about if you have a city which is a Suffolk. You're not sure if it's Mukefes Chema, Mimeis Yeshua Ben Nun or not. What does one do? Shitas HaRambam is that you should lane the Megillah on both days. You would only say a bracha on your Dalad, but you lane the Megillah Misafik on both days. The Ramban and the Ran, they quote the opinion of the Gainim, and the Gainim say, Ein Karin Elabi Dalad, Mishim Sharaiv, Ha'ayareis, Ein and Mukafis Chayme, Mimeis Yeshua, Dem Kain Kishayesh Safik Shal Ir, Zu Imhi Mukafis Chayme, we assume that it's not Mukefes Chema, and we go after the Roiv, and that's what several Rishonim say. There's also another Dion as to what about if we have a city outside of Eretz Yisrael, which we are Mesupik, if it's Mukefes Chema. Does that have the same, is that the same Shaila, or once it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, is it different? There is a Rashba who says that you don't need to lane on Yudalad and Tezvav if it's a city outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's only a city in Eretz Yisrael that we say this din, that we're machmir for, but outside of Eretz Yisrael we don't, for various reasons. That is the sheet of the Rashba. Others disagree, and they say that we wouldn't make that distinction. Lamaisa, there is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes a Lavush and says, in reference to cities in Western Europe, Ein listapik behem shema hayu mukafis chayme bizman Yeshua ben Nun, beglal sheheim rechayki me'eretz Yisrael v'yadu shlei hayu yushavim bizman Yeshua. Western Europe, France and England, were not populated, and there was people were not living in France and Europe at the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The Mishnah quotes this. But he says that there are some cities in Chutz La'aretz that the place can have a din about, that maybe they should lane on the 15th Misafik. And one of them is the city of Prague. The Chai Adam in Klal Kufnun Hay writes that in Prague they are carrying the Megillah on Tezvav Misafik. There is a tshuva, and they say the tshuva Mi'ava of Rav Elazar Fleckels, who was the Rav of Prague, who says, Nogu Avaisav Rabaisav Avaisav Avaisav Hayarein V'charedim Al Dvar Hashem Likreis the Megillah Gam B'Tezvav. He was also machmer in Prague to lay in on the 15th. But he says, that's so there's plenty of gedolei olam even in Prague who only lay in on the 14th. There's an interesting Kaf HaChaim that he speaks about Damascus. and he says that Reb Chaim Vital Hayanoig Sham Beis Yom Impur Misafik. There's a discussion about Baghdad. There's a Ben Ishchai Shenoigim Likrei Yimayim Misafik. So there are other cities where they have this Dion as to what do you do. But as we said, certainly up your Roiv, Yudal is for the majority of the world. Your Gimel, your Beis, your Aleph is just kulas for the Bnei HaKfarim, and Tezvav is going to be from the walled cities. Mimayis Yishu Ben Nun. Okay, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Biyechanan Zu Divri Rabbi Kiva Stimsa. This, which we've mentioned, is that there's all these various days to lay in the Megillah. Zu Divri Rabbi Kiva Stimsa. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva Stimsa. We'll see Rashi in a minute. The Darish. Zman zmanam zmanayhem. Have a chachamim meimrim ein kerenisa ela bizmana. You can only lay it in its time. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Zudiv Rav Akiva hachigam Rav Yechanan mi Rabbi and the Masnisa Rav Akiva Amra and the Mishnah which allows Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel besides Yud Aleph Tezvav. It's Rav Akiva Stimsa Harbi Stam Mishnah Sosim Rebbe Shehein Div Rav Akiva. Meaning, usually we say Stam Mishnah Rebbe Meir. So Rashi is telling us, the Gemara is saying that no, there are plenty of Stam Mishnayis like Rebbe Kiva. The Yesh Mefarshim Stim Saw. What does it mean? Kol Hastumim. All Stam Brises, Teseftes, Mishnayis, and so on. Kol Hastumim Talmidov Hayu. All of the authors of all of the various Tanoic teachings which we have, they're all the Talmidim of Rabbi Giva, Gedam Rabbi Sanhedrin, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Tisefta Rabbi Nechemya, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, the Kulus Timsoi Aliba de Begiva. We know the five Talmidim of Rabbi Giva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir of Nechemya. So the Gemara within Sanhedrin says, Stam this, it's all Aliba de Begiva. So Al Kaponim, we're saying that this din, our Mishnah, which says you can lay in not only Yudalat Hezvav, but even Yudalat Yudbez Yudgimah, it's going to Rabbi Kiva. But the Chacham say, Ein Kenisa Ela Bizmana, Yudalat and Tezvav. That's it. Bezvei, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda says, Amosai, when would they make on the Kfarim to allow them to lane early? Bizman Shashanim Kitikman, V'Yisrael Shurin Al Admasim. Avu Bizman Azeh, Hailu mistaklin ba in kenisa ela bizmano. So when was this special heter? It was in a certain time in history. The years were they were Kitikna and Wasirashi, Yisrael are living on their land. Nowadays everyone is gazing, everyone is being mistako. You can only do it on your Dalat Hezov. What does this mean? Rashi says, Amosai kilu chacham amalakvam bizman shashonim ketiknam shashonim misabri salpi bezdin. It means the bezdin are kaveh and chadashim, the chadashim are miskanshin, the bezdin, alpi re'iya, shulchin shluchin, loidia amosai hukdash nisan, loisin merdin alpi shluchin. So the makadish alpi re'iya, they send out the shluchim. We are alad masam shluchim megim ad hapesach lektzei eretz Yisrael, and so on. Bizman is there shapaska kolayla. None of this applies anymore. V'Yisrael nifredu. V'lo yagiru shluchi bezdin etzlam. Hakol seifim l'mikra megillah. Everyone kind of bases themselves. When is Pesach going to be? It's going to be a month after Purim. So whenever Purim is, Pesach is going to be a month later. Now, if you're going to go ahead and lay the Megillah on Yud Aleph, and then people are going to say, right, Pesach is a month later. So when you get to the last day, when you get to the eighth day of Pesach, the day afterwards, you're going to be eating chametz. And really, you're still in the middle of Yom Tov. Says Rashi, Pesach is going to be 30 days later after we lay in the Megillah, full stop. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, when does this apply in former times? Nowadays, in Kenisa Ella Bizmano, asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman, who is Rabbi Yehuda going according to? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, if he's going according to Rabbi Kiva, one second, Afid Bizman is there? Isa, Laita Kata, Rabbi Kiva says, even nowadays, you can lay the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and so on. Elalav, it must be Aliba de Rabbanan. But nevertheless, you still see that the opinion of the Rabbanan is in former times when we were living in Eretz Yisrael, where Mekadosh Api Re'iyah and the Shluchim were Yotze. Even the Rabbanan agree you can lay on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, which is not like Rabbi Yochanan, to Yuvta, to Rabbi Yochanan, to Yuvta. That is version number one. Ikud Amri Amr Rabba Bar Bachana Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stimsa, aber chachamim amru bisman hazeh chayilu mistaknin ba ein kenisa ela bismano. The chachamim agree that in previous times you could lay on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, but they just say that nowadays you can't. Tanya nami achi amr biyuda emes ha bisman shishanim ketignan shloshim la admasan bisman hazeh chayilu mistaknin ba ein kenisa ela bismano. Okay, and according to that version, we actually have a raya. Ravashi Kashale Rebuta Rebuta. Ravashi had originally a sphere in Rebuta. Rashi says, last Rashi, to Abraisa de Lael, Ad Rebuta de Masnisen, Kedem Farsh Vazel. He had a sphere between Rebuta, Ad Rebuta, Umukum La Labraisa, Kerabyasi Rebuta. And therefore he established the Braisa to be not actually be Rebuta, but rather to be going like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, me, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman Azeh. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda said that nowadays, that Bizman Azeh, Hoyle Mistaklin, Ba, Ein Kernisa, Ela Bizmano, Onion Yudalim Tezvov? What do you mean? For a meaning, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Amos, I'm Mokim Shinichnasin, Bishini, Bechamishi. Ava Mokim Shinichnasin, Bishini, Bechamishi, Ein Kernisa, Ela Bizmano. However, Mokim Shinichnasin, Bishini, Bechamishi, Mia Karinan, nevertheless, if it's a place where they go in, where the small kfar enters the big city on a Shini v'Chamishi, still you're allowed to be makdim, in which case that is a filu bizman hazeh. So even in bizman hazeh, so that he had a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, no mukim lola braisik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So he had two apparently contradictory versions of Rabbi Yehuda as to whether or not there is and he had to lean the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel Bizman Hazeh, and therefore he established one of them like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara concludes and says, Mishum de Kashalei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Mukim le Rabbeisek, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, what, just because you have a stira, what gives you the right to say it's going like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda necessarily? There it is, Ravashi Shmielei, the Ika de Tani La, Kerabbi Yehuda, the Ika de Tani La, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. He actually heard that some learned it like Rabbi Yehuda, whereas others learned it like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And umid the kasha lay Rabbi Yehuda at Rabbi Yehuda. And had it been that they would be going like Rabbi Yehuda, then you would have in fact a stira between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Umid the kasha lay Rabbi Yehuda at Rabbi Yehuda. Amar mandatoni la Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka mandatoni la Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda dafka. The one who said it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, it was loved after. Really, it's going like Rabbi Yosi, Birab Yehuda, and that's the way he was Miyashiv, the Stira. Let's just see a couple more lines. Krachem Amukav Mechayim Meis Yeshua Ben Nun Kerin Bechamisha Asar. So walled cities, they lain on the 15th. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, the walled cities lain on the 15th. Amar Ravad, Amar Kra, Al Kain, HaYehudim HaParazim, HaYeshvim Ba'ari HaParazis. The Yehudim who live in the open cities, they celebrate on the 14th. Mid Parazim Ba'ar Basar, Mukafin V'Chamishosar. So it's after the Parazim on the 14th, must be the Mukafim are on the 15th. So that's going to be Ema Parazim Ba'ar Basar. Mukafim klal klal loy. Maybe the Mukafim don't celebrate Purim at all. Maybe they don't have a mitzvah to lay in the Megillah at all. Fred the Gemara of Lav Yisrael Ninu. How you talking? I mean, they're not Yidden. How could you say that they don't do it? Number one, V'oid, it's Mavur in the Megillah, Me'oid about Kush Ksiv. The Pnei Yeshua, B'Shem the Ramban, explains that what's the Pshat and the Havamin of the Gemara? That Ramban that we mentioned. The Ramban says that there was a historical difference between when Purim was celebrated. Namely, originally it was the Prozais. Those the people, the Prozim, those who were in a much greater Sakana, that they initially celebrated it, whereas the Mukafis Chayma, they didn't necessarily feel that the nace was so great to warrant and justify the establishment of a Yom Tov. And maybe that's the Havmin of the Gemara, says the Mejra, Al-Derech Ramban. It is very, very good. Al-Kabon in the Gemara says, number one, it can't be, because Valav Yisrael Ninu. Number two, it says, Mehoid about Kush, the Takana, we'll just finish with the Rashi. Rashi says, Mehoid about Kush, Ksiv, Shekiblo Aleim Purim, Dechsiv, Veishlach Svarim B'chol Midines HaMelech, Achishvesh L'Kayim Aleim, and so on. And therefore, the assumption is that the establishment of the Yom Tov clearly must be Mehoid about Kush. Okay, we will have to stop here.